Next is agenda item number 6. Revocation of existing codex standards and related texts and reference document CX/CSE 10/33/5. These standards are presented to the Commission for revocation by the relevant technical committees, where a lot of discussion has taken place. I would therefore like to ask the Commission for their endorsement of 1. Recommended International Code of Practice for Lobsters from the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products. 2. I don't see any flags, so that one is accepted to be revoked. From the same committee, the recommended International Code of Practice for Crabs. I don't see any flags, so that one is revoked by this commission. We have 3 standards from the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products for revocation. The General Standard for Processed Cheese and Spreadable Processed Cheese. Before you for revocation. Costa Rica, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chair. Costa Rica would like to express its concern that these three standards are used as technical underpinning for the national legislation in respect of a number of different milk products. We know that there was a consensus in the working party on this matter, and I want to put forward our reservation on the revocation of these standards and ask whether it's not possible to propose an electronic working group to further discuss this matter. Thank you.
Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Chairman. Like Costa Rica, we view with concern the possibility of revoking these 3 standards. We've looked at international trade and we've seen that there is justification for revising the 3 standards because of their influence on trade in milk products. We know that the Committee on Milk Products, Milk and Milk Products, has requested further consideration, and therefore we would like to see a group set up as suggested by Costa Rica to further consider these standards. Thank you.
Thank you, Colombia. I recognize the flag of Tanzania. Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tanzania feels that this is not the opportune time for revocation of these standards because of our growing industries which find them useful in producing of products. There could be reservations if they are at country level, but we need them for our development. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Tanzania. I recognize the flag of Uruguay. Uruguay, please.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Chairman. We support the comments by Colombia and Costa Rica and note that were we to take these decisions together with the other proposals before the committee to suspend our consideration on an alternative standard, we would be putting out a signal that Codex is actually taking a step backward at a time when these standards are very important for international trade and for food safety and milk products. Thank you.
Thank you, Uruguay. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. Argentina would also like to issue a reservation with respect to the revocation of these three standards. Thank you.
Thank you, Argentina. Egypt, please.
Egypt also would like to express its reservations about revoking these standards and completely agrees with the opinions of Tanzania, Costa Rica, and Argentina. Thank you.
Thank you, Egypt. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. India would like its reservations to be recorded on the withdrawal of these standards because they define the identity of the products and they facilitate trade. So please record our reservations and withdrawal. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I want now to call upon the chair of the committee to respond to some of the concerns. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The reason why the committee commenced work on trying to develop a new standard for processed cheese was from clear information presented to it on the fact that the existing standards were outdated and weren't used to any extent by industry and weren't being followed for products in trade. We spent over 10 years trying to create a new standard for processed cheese, but the differences between member countries were such that there was no possibility of consensus on developing that standard. However, the committee was of the view that despite the fact that they could not agree on a new standard, the existing standards were such that they were outmoded and had no practical use. That was the basis of the recommendation from the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand, Chair of the Committee on Milk and Milk Products. I hope that clarifies the issues to the rest of the members of this commission. Thank you very much, delegates. We are making some consultations after the intervention of the chair of the committee. We note that many of the delegations that have raised issues were at the last meeting, except one, and they were part of the decision to forward this particular standards, the three of them, for revocation. During that meeting, it was only India that made a reservation. The rest did not make those reservations, and Argentina did not participate, according to the records here. So my proposal is, since the committee agreed to forward this revocation of the three standards to the Commission. The Commission may wish to agree that these three standards be revoked and we note the reservation of the members who may not wish to be party to that revocation. Is that agreeable to the Commission? I don't see any flags, so that is agreed. Thank you very much.
These are all the three standards together.
All the three standards forwarded by Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products. Two standards were forwarded from the Codex Committee on Food Additives for revocation by the Commission. Food additive provisions of the GSFA and inventory of processing aids. Comments from the members of this commission. I don't see any flags, so those two are revoked. The last one is MRLs for pesticide stroke commodity combinations forwarded to this commission for revocation. I don't see any flags. Those MRLs are revoked. That concludes agenda item number 6, and I want to thank you very much for your participation and consideration.